When Baron Breland moved to Omaha after grad school, he expected to stay just a couple of years. Instead, he built a career conducting some of the city's most ambitious musical collaborations. This week, he brings together nearly 200 singers from across the community for an orchestral masterwork concert that showcases Omaha's musical partnership.
My first job was Creighton University here in Omaha, Nebraska, where I expected to just be here a couple of years, get my feet wet, and then move on to whatever was next. And I have built a life and a career here that has just been incredibly fulfilling and wonderful.
The Atlanta native earned his doctorate at Indiana University's Jacobs School of Music before landing at Creighton. While he moved into administration there, Breland maintains an active presence in Omaha's music scene as principal conductor of Resonance, artistic director of nearly 200 Voice River City Mix scores, and frequent collaborator with the Omaha Symphony and Omaha Performing Arts.
Resonance has crafted what they're calling the Resonance Festival Chorus. So usually Resonance is a smaller select ensemble, anywhere between 12, 24, 36 of paid singers. But what they have enjoyed doing these last 3 years is bringing together singers from all across the community, from multiple ensembles, to put on an orchestral masterwork.
This Thursday, October 9, at Countryside Community Church, that vision comes to life with nearly 200 singers from at least 7 different ensembles. This program features choral works that include Copland's Promise of Living, Handel's Zadok the Priest, and the soprano alto version of Vivaldi's Gloria.
So ever since COVID, the Omaha Symphony, rightfully so, you know, we all took a step back from vocal choral singing as super spreader events, and we've sort of re-engaged with that kind of art form, but the symphony hasn't had a choral masterwork on its season in a while. So Resonance has sort of filled that gap a little bit in the community programming by putting together these orchestral masterworks.
The collaboration extends beyond voices. Musicians from the Omaha Symphony and Omaha Conservatory of Music will perform, including instructors and students. Breland notes that Resonance excels at building a youth artist pipeline, creating opportunities for emerging musicians to work alongside professionals.
Countryside Community Church as a music venue, it's actually kind of a really cool place for an audience to watch a concert because the congregation is in the round. There are people that are on the edges of the pew that are sitting right next to orchestra players. If you like to watch a conductor, get kind of a view from the other direction where you get to watch the front side of a conductor rather than the back side. You kind of get to feel like you're immersed in the settings.
After this concert, Breland continues his collaboration work with the Omaha Symphony on upcoming projects, including the Scary Movie music concert and the live soundtrack of Disney's Frozen. River City Mix Chorus will present its holiday concert December 6th at the Holland Center.
An incredible Omaha-only specific thing of bringing people together. It's just how we like to do it here.
The Resonance Festival Chorus performs this Thursday, October 9th at the Countryside Community Church on the Tri-Faith campus. More information at resonancevoices.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.